Gabrielle was Chanel's given name.
She was born illegitimate. Her father was never really around. He wasn't very responsible.
Fashion writer Justine Bacardi wrote Coco Chanel, The Legend and the Life, the latest book on the designer. Although Chanel's father was absent, he had a profound influence on her.
Her father was an itinerant market trader, always on the move, and he sold buttons and ribbons, some of the elements of which you then see in Chanel's designs.
When she was 11, Chanel's mother died. Her father put her in an orphanage. There, she learned to sew.
She also discovered the elements of what was to make her a great designer. So that mix of darkness and light, you know, white and black, the pearls, which are so much part of Chanel's style, which seem very reminiscent of the rosary beads that the nuns wore, the chains around the nun's waist, and there are still, tiny chain is still sewn into the bottom of every Chanel jacket.
Chanel left the orphanage and worked as a cabaret singer. With money from a lover, she started a hat-making business in Paris. Picardi says her clients loved the clothes she wore and wanted the same things.
At that time, women were still wearing corsets. They were wearing dresses that they couldn't breathe in, you know, let alone walk in, run in, you know, work in. And Chanel stripped away corsets and also the sort of unnecessary adornment, so the huge feathery, flower-trimmed hats and the very, very bright, you know, almost clashing colors.
Chanel introduced the 20th century's iconic design, the little black dress. Drawing on interviews with surviving acquaintances, relatives, and employees, as well as Karl Lagerfeld, the creative director of Chanel, Bacardi says she was able to come close to the real person.
She was a mass of contradictions. At times was very unhappy and very lonely. There were other periods of great joy and a sense of huge achievement in her life. But I think that pattern of abandonment that started with her father was to repeat itself. And at the end of her life, although she had a couple of very close friends, she nevertheless died feeling very alone.
Bacardi makes light of Chanel's World War II collaboration with the German occupiers of Paris.
She became involved with a German during the occupation of Paris. He was a double agent, you know, working for the British as well as the Germans.
This isn't really new information.
Susie Menkes is fashion editor of the International Herald Tribune.
So every person who was wonderful and helped, there are others who were collaborators. And it's certain that Coco Chanel herself was a collaborator. But, you know, the company has been for the last 40 years run by a Jewish family, and I don't think people take that against the company.
But it was held against Chanel when she returned to Paris in 1954 from self-imposed exile, says Bacardi.
The French fashion press gave her terrible reviews, perhaps to punish her for her relationship with this German during the Second World War. And it was actually a very brilliant collection of the little tweed jackets, the jersey jackets, the soft suit.
In the 1950s and 60s, Chanel was at the top of her game.
She started dressing everybody from Brigitte Bardot and Jane Fonda, Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe. And Chanel also dressed Jackie Kennedy.
Fashion editor Susie Menkes says this.
Chanel's secret is just that clarity. It's the modernity. It's just even the signage of the word Chanel. Somehow it just looks very forward-thinking, very modern, very dynamic. But certainly the brand has been very well managed since she herself passed away. And Karl Lagerfeld has certainly rejuvenated Chanel and continues to do so.
Menkes says that's why Chanel is still an iconic brand. The designer lives on as inspiration itself. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.